Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden signs an executive order today lifting the Trump administration ban on transgender troops. Another order is meant to tighten loopholes in federal spending rules.
How much of Made in America products are made here? That's part of what President Biden's order addresses with a review of the amount of product that must be made in the USA to qualify under the Buy American law. The president is also pushing for more federal contracts to be awarded to American companies.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland. Chicago public school teachers vote to keep teaching from home because of the coronavirus pandemic.
Schools are scheduled to reopen to in-person learning a week from today, and the district ordered teachers to be in their physical classrooms this week to get ready to welcome students back. But the union doesn't want to return to in-person learning until all teachers are vaccinated, despite local, state, and federal health officials saying schools can operate safely with appropriate precautions in place.
Fox's Garrett Tenney. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery City and county leaders will hold a COVID-19 vaccination clinic this weekend. This clinic is for people in Phase 1A+, which includes healthcare workers, first responders, and anyone 75 and older. The clinic is this Saturday from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. at 3003 East South Boulevard. You need to bring a photo ID to get the vaccine. Alabama's unemployment rate dropped to 3.9% in December. That's the lowest since the pandemic began. The Alabama Department of Labor says the numbers are down from November's unemployment rate of 4.4%. And Macon County Sheriff Andre Brunson says he tested positive for COVID-19 over the weekend. He tells Alabama News Network he is home in isolation for the next 14 days and is experiencing flu-like symptoms. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
MLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, I'm Todd with River Region Contracting, a premier roofing contractor. Most people don't think that they have a roofing problem until they see water spots and stains on their ceiling. By then, it may be a little too late because the wooden decking that supports their shingle or metal roof may be holding moisture, causing it to rot. Most insurance companies will not pay for the decking, causing you to pay more money out of your own pocket. Why not call us today and set up an appointment for a free roofing inspection? It could save you some money. Call us at 334-356-8635 or go to riverregioncontracting.com. Expertgo.com or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and views from 9 till noon. Final hour here on a Monday morning. Monday, January the 25th, 2021. And it's good to remember the actual date because this feels like years at a time within just weeks. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell. How you doing?
Fine. How you doing?
I'm all right. Just, whew, it's moving fast. Travel restrictions reinstated for non-U.S. travelers from 7 countries.
That's racist.
Yeah, but it's against Canadians and Britons.
When you go to Jamaica, you're going to learn to appreciate Canadians.
I like Britons. Canadians.
There's a lot of them there.
I like the British.
Go on vacation. Those Brits
are nuts.
I mean,
we opened up a can of whoop-ass on them at Yorktown. But
well, they really
they
like,
learned their lesson.
They really like for you to remind them of that. Especially after about 6 or 7 shots. They love to talk about that.
272-9228. So, anything on your radar, Jack Campbell? Any scuttlebutt around town?
I'm not hearing much. You know, sometimes rumors are just flowing everywhere. I mean, I haven't even heard much about the upcoming session.
Yeah, and we do. Somebody asked and said, hey, you need to start focusing more on local, and that is the plan. That is in the works. But right now, it looks like they're going to do a very brief session to begin with, right?
Yeah, and they're going to, like, meet a couple weeks, and they're going to take off, like, 3 weeks, you know.
Right.
They come in here long enough to get paid and then get the heck out with the paychecks.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Well, they're going to have to address the whole prison issue, that's for sure. And the Governor's Gambling Commission did, you know, finish up, get their final report at the end of last year, and we'll see if anything comes of that.
I forgot. I got to report back to them after I get back from Vegas to see if see how the Vegas economy is doing with gambling.
Yeah, okay. 272-9228. Let's go to Simple Man.
Good morning, fellas. How y'all doing? Hope y'all doing fine.
All right.
Joey. Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard.
Yeah.
Doesn't it just sound good to say it, Tulsi Gabbard? I heard you had a crush on her.
Oh, yeah. Well,
what's not to have a crush on? That's one Democrat, you know, you wouldn't mind entering into bipartisan negotiations with.
Absolutely.
She's
serious, man. I like her a lot.
Oh, yeah. She's top-notch. But I saw her for several times. I got a bad habit of muting my television, you know, when things come on in between my shows and pop-ups. I didn't know what she sounded like, but like you, when I heard her voice, the first time I heard her voice, I said, oh, my goodness. You know, she's got the smoky voice.
Yeah, more
like,
baritone.
You know, draws you in.
Yeah.
Draws you into what she's saying. It's like, all right, she's pretty intelligent, and she's good-looking, and she sounds real sweet, so. I got a crush on her, too, there, bud, so maybe she can help us out some. Maybe she can help us out some, you know, in this spray that we got. Maybe she can be a voice for us.
I hope so. And there
anyway, that's
others.
All I got. I want to get off the mainstream, you know, not beat that, you know, dead horse to death by pain brand. So I'll see you guys later. Appreciate
Thank
you.
You know, he's got an idea, Joey. As weak as the Democrat Party is when it comes to looking at the ladies, perhaps we should get a lot of really pretty women to, you know, come on as Republicans and maybe they'll start taking some of those Democrat guys out to dinner, and we can pull our own Fang Fang.
What, you want to set up GOP honeypots?
If that's what it takes at this point, yes, I'm ready to do that.
I don't know.
In fact, I'm ready to elect Joey to be one of our GOP honeypots.
Oh, shut up. First off, I'm not a Republican.
Right. But even more so for you, you can drive him to the Libertarian Party, Joey. You'd really be the outcast.
Rebel. 272-9228. Papa B.
Hey, guys. Jack, how you doing?
How you doing?
Oh, man, you know, I'm looking at our little squishy middle-of-the-road Republicans and just wondering what all they're going to do. You know, the Lisa Murkowski, the ever-famous Pierre Delecto, Mitt Romney. I never will forget that. Isn't that what he called himself? Pierre Delecto?
Yeah, on the Twitter. Creepy little
He's severely conservative. Don't forget, he's severely conservative.
He's such a CLB.
You know, Lisa Murkowski, I'm sorry, guys. I can't look at her and not think about Cruella DeVille.
I know it.
You remember the old Down 101 Down.
Yes, that's her. That's her all day long.
Man, you put a little. Yeah, that's her. She is Cruella DeVille. But anyway, that's a bad thing to say. I'm sure. But Jack, how do you think these now mainstream middle of the road Republicans are going to act when it comes to things like the impeachment and the conservative agenda? What's your thinking? How are they
going to
do what
they're going to
do?
You know, I have to be very honest. I can't predict any of these bastards. I have no idea what they're going to do. I mean, it's so stupid, to even go forward with this. But, some of them are going to, won't be able to stand not voting for, It's just, it's really funny. Democrats never act like Republicans, but Republicans act like Democrats all the time.
That's right. That, you know what? That is exactly right. And what I really don't understand is the burning, simmering anger that people like Mitch McConnell, crud, Trump basically helped him get reelected.
Mm-hmm.
And now he's got some sort of agenda to strike back at Trump. What did Trump ever do but try to help him?
I know, really.
Why is he so mad at Trump, Jack? What's the deal?
Well, because he was never one of them. And he outshined them the whole 4 years he was there. He knew how to talk to common folk, even though he's a billionaire, a lot better than they could ever even think about it.
Right.
I mean, they're jealous,
Yeah, that might have something to do with it. Well, not only that, but he was spoiling the party for both the Democrats and the Republicans up there. He was definitely cutting off the oxygen and the money supply for a lot of folks that were doing some very bad things, and they will never appreciate that, will they? One thing I saw, Rand Paul, and I might try to, maybe elaborate on this later on, but Rand Paul finally is the one that's stepping forward and saying, look, we have got to look at all of these voting things that went on in this election. We've got to examine them, and nobody wants to look at it in the Republican Party. Nobody. A lot of the people don't. Mitch McConnell doesn't want to look at it. They don't even want to think about it. But there were some really bad things that went on, and when half of the country thinks they've been cheated, you really have to give some serious examination of it. Yep. And that's all Rand Paul is saying. So I don't know what the problem is. At least looking at it.
Well, I think Rand needs to watch some old videos of his father from the 80s. You remember either you two on the phone here, and Eddie, maybe you too. Remember the Morton Downey Jr. show?
Yeah, so you love that show.
Oh,
yeah.
It was over the top.
He was pre-Jerry Springer, way
and
over the top.
Over the weekend, there was a clip of Ron Paul on there.
Really?
And it was like all these people going, you druggies, you libertarians just want to smoke dope all day. And Ron Paul holds his own. He's like, well, how about y'all actually take some responsibility for yourselves? And this certain zofty young man gets up there. Well, why do you just want to smoke dope all day? He's like, I'm not. I don't. Ron Paul actually didn't do drugs. He was a good example of, taking your own responsibility.
Yeah.
It's like, why don't you take... Well, you're kind of fat. Why don't the government put you on a diet? This kid gets so upset. Oh, it was... Rand needs to learn a little from his dad. Those old clips are great. But I'm watching it going, what the hell is this show? And it makes you realize, all the bullying and the ridiculousness you see on the internet and social media. Oh, that was there before.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. But now, I don't know if you remember, Joey, but he got beat up in the bathroom when his whole... I mean, it was a big thing going on, like Jerry Springer.
Yeah.
And it's like he couldn't get any more... He's just at his plateau. So he had somebody supposedly beat him up in the bathroom, and that was his... They found out that was his fake, so that was his falling, from grace.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And, of course, we have not mentioned thinking about...
Help me.
Are you talking about Bugsy? thing about long time, we just haven't mentioned it this morning. Larry King passed over the week.
That's right.
Yeah, I saw that. That was the. I can't say that I really watched a lot of Larry King, but a life well lived. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
When somebody like that passes, I start thinking, this guy really accomplished a lot in his life.
He did.
And talk about a life of talking to all the interesting people in the world. Great sense of humor. Yeah. Really did have a great sense of humor.
But Greg brought up one of my favorite clips. I went back and found it on YouTube. When he's doing an interview and he falls asleep.
Oh, yeah. That one was good.
He's an older guy, but whatever. But
the most recent Larry King I saw was him on Norm MacDonald's show.
Oh.
And on part of that show, Norm will have his guest read jokes Norm has written.
Yes.
And the one Larry King, he had Larry King read, is the Al-Qaeda terrorist magazine has recipes for homemade bombs. They also have a recipe for a pretty good peach cobbler. And Larry King just, dies.
Let me just say this one last thing, okay? When people react really violently and, really stubborn-headedly, when you just say, look, let's look at the facts here and see what happened, and they really overreact to saying, no, nothing went wrong, that's just a bunch of lies, that tells me pretty much everything I need to know. That tells me that they really... Either they know something was wrong, or they just plain don't want to know. So, anyway. All right, guys. Thanks a lot for letting me call.
Thanks, Papa B. 272-9228. Bugsy bothering you or something?
Yeah, he was crawling across me.
Okay. Well, he's prone to do that, especially when you're on the phone with me. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is.
You want some Joey?
No.
And there was another passing over the weekend... Lesser-known name, but anybody in the libertarian world, this gentleman named Jeff Reginbach, he was a longtime broadcaster in the Los Angeles area, had actually written for the New York Times, USA Today, Los Angeles Times, San Francisco Chronicle, Reason Magazine, Lou Rockwell, Anti-War, a lot of libertarian websites. And I got to know Jeff. I actually did some correspondence with him a few years back. Very generous guy with his time. But he put his voice to he did a podcast called The Libertarian Tradition. And if you want to learn about any old writers or activists or thinkers throughout, especially American history, he did these great episodes, these write-ups of all these different libertarian thinkers of all varieties. And many books, he did audiobooks. And he's the voice that taught me a lot of these stories, a lot of these writings. And he passed away over the weekend at 73. I knew a few years ago he had a long-time chronic illness, a lot of difficulty, but
Jeff Riggenbach passed at 74, actually, after a long illness. 74 is the correct age. And I'll miss that guy because I did have some correspondence with him. He's very generous. Very generous. 272-9228. 272-9228. This part of the program brought to you by New Look Decorating Center. If you're looking to repaint the bedroom, maybe the front porch, maybe the kitchen, maybe the back porch, maybe the whole exterior of your home, maybe you want to get the whole interior done, whether it's the exterior or interior of your home, whether you're doing it yourself or you're contracting out the job, be sure to go by Benjamin Moore's New Look Decorating Center on the Atlanta Highway to get all those paint and stain supplies for the interior or exterior of your humble abode. And, well, New Look Decorating Center has the experts. They have Brian Carr, owner, president, paint specialist. Brett Lanham, manager and paint specialist himself. They've put together a great team, and so if you're already inspired or you're looking to be inspired, they can make that inspiration a reality to redo the kitchen, the bedroom, the front porch, the back porch. And the great thing about New Look Decorating Center is they are local, easy to work with, and when you need to go touch something up a few years later, they'll have on file your name and the exact paint and stain supply used before, so you can keep that continuity. So stop by the showroom today at 6237 Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends to Atlanta Highway, 6237 Atlanta Highway, or give them a call at 271-0007, 271-0007. New Look Decorating Center, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. More news and views when we come back right after this.
Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV, News Talk 93.1.
Turn your home floors into a luxury experience with Mohawk Smart Strand Carpet from Prattville Carpet. With astonishing softness, maximum durability, and ultimate cleanability, Smart Strand Carpet is the best carpet money can buy. Call today to schedule your free measurement and be sure to ask about our interest-free financing. Call 285-8117 for Prattville Carpet located on Cosford Road, Prattville, Alabama. That's 285-8117 or look us up online at prattvillecarpet.com.
This is your roving reporter, and I'm talking today with an Imperial Stormtrooper.
Hello!
Now, I understand you work on the Death Star.
Well, I did until it blew up, man, you know?
I see. But you're still employed by the Empire.
That's right, man. As a matter of fact, I'm on my way to pick up my paycheck right now.
I see. And here, long, long ago, in a galaxy far, far away, do you use a financial guy?
Yeah, man. We all use David Ernest, man. He is like the Obi-Wan Kenobi of finances. You know?
Well, isn't it hard to contact him way out here in the galaxy?
Oh, no, man. Just call him at 279-7431, and he will gladly help you take care of your money.
Well, just one more question. I understand that you stormtroopers are the worst marksmen in the galaxy.
Oh, no, man. That's not true, man.
Really?
Yeah, man. You see that droid over there?
Yes, I see him.
Watch this.
You missed him.
Oh, no, man. I was aiming at Darth Vader. He's way back over there.
Right.
Liberty. Liberty Mutual Insurance Company customizes your home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
Well, as the world's blandest man, the idea of insurance made for me is almost riveting.
Big fan of beige?
I find other neutrals too unpredictable.
That's cool. Liberty Mutual is just here to protect your home with customized insurance.
And here we've got my doorstop collection.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Live local talk. The River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
And views from 9 till noon. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. 272-9228. I'm Joey. He's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. You know, I'm not putting a lot of hope in it, but one thing that could really upset this new party here that the Democrats and corporate press are having is if Special Counsel Durham actually drops some indictments.
Cool.
That blows up like, oh, we were just resisting on the up and up, nothing untoward. It's not like we engage in any sort of coup-like behavior over the last several years.
Get in their face.
And Durham could very well be going in that direction, especially looking at the top office of the FBI, the top floor, the seventh floor, so to speak. Comey, McCabe, the role Brennan played in all of this, handing evidence over that was really just raw intelligence that wasn't much evidence at all. I mean, essentially, did you launder political disinformation and present it as actual evidence in order to get warrants and essentially try to take out an incoming president? You took out essentially an incoming attorney general, Jeff Sessions. You took out the incoming national security advisor with this behavior. And this is some dirty, dirty stuff. And for folks, nothing to see here. And the only way they're going to have to pay attention to it is if Durham actually starts indicting people, especially people with big names, not just, you know, guys like Kevin Kleinsmith. They're like, oh, that's just a low-level lawyer. Oh, you mean the counsel actually working these counterintelligence cases? But I'm not going to hold my breath on that. We'll just have to wait and see if anything comes of it. Apparently, Biden is going to take more executive actions this week on a whole range of issues. Let's see. There's one coming out about buying American, having the federal government buy American. That will be today, probably. It'll instruct federal agencies to tighten requirements so that they procure goods and services from U.S. companies and workers. Equity Tuesday. Oh, that sounds fun. Gets me all hot and bothered. The president may make moves such as instructing the Justice Department to improve prison conditions and to begin to nix the utilization of private prisons. He may also create a policing commission and make other moves as well. Wednesday's going to be Climate Day.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Are we supposed to do anything for Climate Day?
Oh, he's going to sign an omnibus executive order. Ooh, not just a normal one, an omnibus, announcing planned regulatory changes to combat climate change domestically and elevates climate change as a national security priority.
I can't wait to see this stuff.
How many is he already?
Wait, and then Thursday's healthcare day. It's going to include a move to rescind the so-called Mexico City policy, which prohibits U.S. dollars from going to foreign groups that offer or promote abortions. According to The Hill, the president is also expected to order a review of Trump-era alterations to the Title X family planning program, changes that required family planning providers to cease providing or promoting abortions in order to retain funding eligibility. What is that? What was the amendment that barred federal funds going towards abortion, or was supposed to?
It was supposed to, yeah. But I think we opened it back up to countries and everybody. Is that on the healthcare Thursday?
Yeah, it's going to be a healthcare Thursday. Yeah.
Pro-abortion healthcare Thursday?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good Lord.
And then Friday will be Immigration Day, where Biden will promulgate an executive order creating a task force for the unification of families and blah, 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 blah.
Aye, aye, aye. isn't this man a Christian? Isn't there some conflict?
Well, he was Catholic.
Yeah. Isn't there some conflict with abortion and being a Catholic?
Well, only if you're a right-wing Catholic.
Oh.
No, actually, no.
He's left-handed?
Even as left-wing as Pope is, he's still against abortion. Yeah, that's just a doctrinal teaching for Catholics. Yeah.
So we're back to the more hypocritical you are, the better you are? The more of a hypocrite you are?
Mm-hmm. No, if you go back to, like, Thomas Aquinas, he had a whole theory about you could abort until the child, like, quickened in the womb. And for some reason, male babies quickened faster than female babies.
Good Lord.
It's like, it was old thinkers. You go back 1,000 years or so then, and they didn't know what the hell they were talking about.
That's just,
at least not on that issue.
That's just crazy. At what point can we start saying, hey, man, you're a little bit of a hypocrite?
Well, and this Friday immigration thing will be to unify families who are separated amid Trump's tenure in office. What do you want to bet that they're going to, you know, find these kids, and it's sad, and these kids are alone, and it's like, hey, let's get you back with your family, and the rest of the family's nowhere to be found. It's almost like they didn't come with their family in the first place.
I think that's going to happen quite a bit.
Yeah.
Almost as if their parents gave them to the coyotes.
Yeah.
The coyotes brought them over here, and they got nobody. Which I've known, honestly, I've known several that have made the journey, especially a couple back in the 80s I'm really close with. And one of them told me, you know, of course it wasn't a fun journey at all.
No.
But he said, he's been here long enough, he said, if they grabbed me today and sent me back, he said, I would try to come back in the right way. He said, but I tried that the first time. That's why we came across.
Our legal system, our legal immigration system has been a mess for decades.
Yeah.
And to quote former President Trump, I want a legal immigration with a big, beautiful door. So we'll see where this goes. But, yeah, that's, how do you feel about Equity Tuesday, Jack? I think that's right up your alley.
This whole stuff is just...
Exactly.
It's just a bunch of window dressing.
Yeah.
I mean, it means nothing.
Right.
Is he trying to have a theme to his presidency?
Unity.
I mean, I can't figure him out.
Yeah, it's like when I was back in high school. It's like today's 50s day. Wear those white shirts with those candy cigarettes rolled up in there. Slick that hair back, you greasers. Wear those poodle skirts, gals.
Ugh. I mean, it's just silly.
Yeah.
Grandpa Joe or Trader Joe.
Yeah.
Definitely. You've not seen the memes with the White House and the banner across the front of it says Trader Joe's.
No, I've not seen.
Yeah.
Not seen those. 272-9228. Oh, the mayor of D.C. predicts that the Democrat-led Congress will soon pass D.C.'s statehood. Mm-hmm.
Jack, how do you feel about us growing our United States? As someone that's been here long enough to see a couple
of these. I'm so incredibly opposed to it that it's not even funny.
What? If you wouldn't mind, can you explain your opposition? I'm with you, but I'm just curious as why you're opposed to it.
Well, I'm opposed to Washington, D.C. becoming a state.
Mm-hmm.
Because it gives the Democrats two more senators.
Yep.
And it's a territory. It's it is property of the United States, but the Founding Fathers never intended for it to be a state. And it's ridiculous to try to make it one.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and it's exploiting and getting rich off the backs of the rest of the country.
Right.
Like the eight, I think, wealthiest counties in the nation are right there in the D.C. area.
Yeah.
And it's not because, look at the industry.
Well, no matter what's going on in the world of economics, D.C. is going to have full hotel rooms. They're going to have, everything's still going to happen in D.C. because, unfortunately, if you want anything done in your big business, you've got to go see somebody in D.C., whether the economy's humming or not. So, yeah, to make it a state, that's just double taxation. Also, you're going to have who's in charge, as opposed from federal police forces to local police forces. I don't think it's a good idea at all.
No. I got a feeling we're going to be saying that a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do say, If they push that with states like D.C. and Puerto Rico, I think that will elevate Texas' idea of we're getting out.
right.
Oh, yeah, I think that is a, that's a bright red line right there. You start adding states, some states, yeah.
Yeah, to say, well, we're out.
Yeah, we're going to leave. 272-922, but oh, this, we can't have disunion. We have to have unity.
Unity.
Unity. 272-9228. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back. This part of the program brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Check out Dan Black Studios today if you'd like to preserve those old memories, old film reels, old slideshows, and especially old videotapes. And right now until the end of January on videotapes only, old VHS, Betamax, old camcorder tapes, you can get 60% off until the end of January. But nice. You got to tell them Joey Clark sent you. Or else he's not going to bring it up. He's not going to give you the discount. You got to tell him. You got to bring up, hey, I listened to Joey and Jack on News and Views. I heard there's going to be a 60% discount on these videotapes, and he'll give it to you then.
Excellent.
So take advantage of that, because that is great savings right there. Also, Dan Black Studios, they can do video production from the ground up for TV commercials, online commercials, and branding. They can put together raw video footage you already have shot into a great presentation. Maybe it's a big event you're trying to put on, or maybe it's a virtual event and you'd like to share it with the family. Anniversary or birthday, something like that. And you can put together all sorts of old raw video footage into a great presentation. Dan Black has been in the broadcasting business for decades now, and he's earned his professional reputation, as has his shop, Dan Black Studios. 38 years of, probably going on 39 at this point, of business here in the River region. So check them out today. Dan Black Studios, their number, 279-6036, 279-6036. You can go online to danblackstudios.net or Dan Black Studios on the Book of Faces. More news and views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Radiant child, I can never find another one like you. Part of me is deep down inside you. Can't you feel?
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Try Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughnette Taylor.
I brought Dirk Swofford with me today, who's been a co-worker and a good friend of mine for years. Everybody knows him. He's a great waiter, and two-thirds, three-fourths of the crowd that comes in at night wants Dirk to wait on him because he's a first-class great waiter.
Dinner at Sinclair's is a great experience. We have such a nice and large and varied menu that no matter who comes in there, we're going to have something you're going to like.
Dirk knows what's good.
We've got a shrimp pesto to die for. The way they make that pesto sauce, you want to slap your grandma.
Try a burger break at Sinclair's.
Got a lot of great burgers at Sinclair's. They're all hand patty. There's nothing prefab about our place. We have some great cooks, and they are dedicated, and they love to put out some great food, and we got some great servers, and they like serving that great food.
Sinclair's East. Fine dining. Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hey, folks, this is Jody.
And Kathy Wolf from American Oak and More, Wolf Boys Bedding.
And the Rustic Furniture Outlet. When the COVID crisis started, we knew we had two choices. We could either shut down and go home or keep our doors open, continue advertising, and keep doing business.
Our decision to keep it all going was a good one. Business has been great, and we want to thank you and Blue Water Broadcasting for helping us get through this difficult time.
Radio advertising works, and our advertisers are our best advertising. Find out what they know that you don't. Call Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Folks, we'll get back to news and views in just a moment, but first, let's make time to talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well to begin the week. What do you got going on over there at Brubaker Motors?
Listen, if you want a brand new truck, they're just looking for a deal. Come down here, and we don't have very many of them left, but we've still got a few 2020 Ram 1500s left. But if you want a 2021 model, we have nicely equipped 1500 Ram trucks with payments as low as $399 a month. And that's a purchase. That's not a lease. Or if you prefer to lease, we can lease a 2021 Jeep Compass or a Jeep Cherokee
for $199 a month, plus $750. If you've already got a Chrysler, you can get $750 extra on a royalty money. And, you know, heck, come see me, say you heard it on Joey's show, and I'll even throw in some free oil changes.
Well, go for that, folks. You can also check it out online at brewbaker.com, but I encourage you to stop by the Boulevard and see the man himself and the team there. I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, anytime. Thanks.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Weather changes on the way. A very active weather week ahead. Interesting weather day today with a high temperature in the middle 70s. A breezy day. Scattered showers possible this afternoon, but showers and thunderstorms become likely tonight. Very mild. Overnight low temperature 64. In fact, tomorrow will be in the low to mid 70s again. Could be some spotty showers during the daytime hours tomorrow, but showers and thunderstorms become likely again Tuesday night into Wednesday with storm system number 2 for this week. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. Eddie in the house.
And I am.
And got a weird story here from, you got to be careful who you put on TV and make a star, but more about that in a second, because first, apparently, former President Donald Trump has reportedly tabled the idea of moving forward with a third party, the so-called Patriot Party, as he now believes he will not be convicted in the Senate, as instead turning his focus to assisting primary challenges against never-Trump Republicans. This is from Newsmax. So he feels like, hey, I'm not going to get convicted. Why try to go third party when I can just continue to build my coalition and movement within the Republican Party? So that's what's being reported today. We'll see what happens with the impeachment trial here in about 2 weeks from today. So, 272-9.
What do you think of that?
I think that's probably wise, given how difficult third-party success just is in this country, the way our system's built.
Oh, yeah, I agree with you. I think it was going to be very difficult. And that's going to... Oh, it's going to make so many Republicans mad because they don't want him in the party, you know?
Right.
But I think he's very dangerous looking from the outside in. So I think he made the right move to try to work with the structure that's already there.
Yeah, and he already has enough leverage within the Republican Party that he can just continue to build from within. So we'll see what he decides to do with that, but I think that's the right move. And you had folks like Rick Grenell, the former director of national intelligence, saying on Newsmax over the weekend that he essentially rejecting the idea of a new Patriot Party, saying Trump needs a Republican Party just as much as it needs him. And I think the way our system works, unless you... Going the way of the Whigs is just not in the cards anymore. Anytime a third party or outside party starts to get really good traction, one of the two major parties just co-opts their ideas and starts playing nice and usually squashes any third party support. So we'll see. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Sam. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Joy, Jack.
Eddie, it's a pleasure to talk to you all this morning.
Yes, sir.
I'm out here on 231, headed north to Montgomery, and I'm coming to town looking for a good time.
Well, let me give you Joey's number. He's always looking to entertain folks from out of town.
Man, I'm headed to VA. They're going to check me out. But it's all good. I just wanted to chime in. When you talk about D.C., I had the privilege of, I had to go up to D.C. fairly often when I was working with the Army. And I always say, man, it was the cleanest subway I've ever ridden on. But, and also, the town to me, when I was there, what little I've seen about it, it's the great paradox. Yes, it's extremely expensive and fantastic wealth. But then there's that massive poverty. I mean, right behind the Capitol is the largest slum. You know, it and Atlanta went back and forth for years as the murder capital of the USA. There's projects that just dwarf the imagination unless somebody's actually seen them. Here's the big deal. D.C. is a no man's land. From what I've heard, and once all the numbers come out, it's full of people that are stateless. They have a secret asylum. And that would be the big problem. I'm sure, you know, we just make them all citizens, but there's like a lot of people in D.C. that are just there. And
they're just there to get a check.
Yeah, it's not so easy. Yeah, we're just going to make it a state. Well, there's I think Puerto Rico would be easier, which means gosh almighty, could you imagine they need everything.
Yes.
Total infrastructure rebuild.
On Puerto Rico,
and that's my two cents.
We generally pay for the Puerto Rican thing ourselves anyway as the United States, but
sure.
They're so corrupt, man. I just wouldn't even know where to start.
That's why they have it. I saw the PBS special on it. They were showing about the electrical grid. All this money for infrastructure that went down, it's gone.
Right, it's gone.
We're already dealing with enough corruption with New Jersey,
exactly.
Louisiana, and Alabama.
We ain't even started gambling yet.
Let me say, I have nothing against Puerto Rican people. I've worked with quite a few of them.
Yeah.
The last unit I was in, there was Puerto Rican in the Comma Officer Band. She was fantastic. And thanks for taking my call.
Sam, quick question real quick.
Right.
Most Puerto Ricans that you've run into or talked to, do they want to become a state? Do they have that interest, or they kind of like it the way
it is? I'm going to be God honest. I don't think it's ever come up.
I don't think so either.
I mean, I have worked long hours with, the only place I've ever heard is when there's the drum beats going on or on the news. Okay. That's a small sample.
That's my thought too.
But yeah,
I don't hear it from them. I always hear it from the mainland. So.
That's it. I finally got the answer to why. You guys spoke about this earlier. The 5,000 troops were held over in D.C. Impeachment vote coming up. That bunch is still scared.
The excuse they gave for holding them over.
Yeah. That's it. All right, that's all I got. I'll let somebody else get on. How about that?
Thanks,
Sam.
See you, Sam.
272-9228. I mentioned this, just hinted at it earlier. Jack, you know the show Worst Cooks in America?
Yeah.
It's where folks don't know the show. It's this reality cooking show where they pit amateur cooks against one another for a prize of $25,000. Celebrity chefs oversee it. It's just one of these... You know, the latest of the
reality cooking shows.
And, they have removed episodes of, I believe, the latest season because the woman who won the 25 grand, Ariel Robinson, it's a South Carolina woman, 29 years old, former teacher. She and her husband, Jerry, were charged in the death of their adopted 3-year-old daughter. So be careful who you let win your reality show. Jeez. My
Good Lord.
Lord.
I know.
Man. You know, everybody's all hot under the collar for cancel culture, but I do not blame anybody for pulling those episodes when somebody has done something that horrific. It's like, I don't want to watch her.
No one does. And imagine if they continue to run it, what kind of pushback they would get. I think actually a smart move. Get rid of it, burn it, be done with it.
So 272-9228, 272 9228. Last break of the program here, and we'll be right back.
Talk in your pocket? Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Yes?
Yeah, I'm Bill. You need a porch light installed?
Oh, yes, Bill. My hairdresser says you're almost an electrician.
That's me.
Do you want someone who's almost an electrician working on your home? Think about that. Because each year, thousands of home fires are caused by faulty wiring. That's why you want a professional, like the electricians at Crosby Electric.
Bill, are you using the right kind of wire?
You know something about electrical wire?
Not really.
Good.
Crosby Electric has been serving the River Region for almost 50 years, and all technicians undergo background checks, drug testing, continuing education, and rigorous safety training.
Okay, this might be a live wire, so just take this 2x4, and if I go into convulsions, give me a good hard knock.
What?
Just a safety precaution. Everybody does it.
Really?
No, not really. When you need professional electrical work, or if you just like someone to assess your home for safety, call the experts at Crosby Electric, 272-2085, or visit us at crosbyelectric.com.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From 9 till noon, 272-9228. If you want to get in, Jack had to hop off because his helper's there, but he'll be back on bright and early with me at 9 a.m. You'll be here tomorrow, Eddie?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're not leaving till Friday.
Till Friday, yeah. So Thursday will be my last day, and then we're off to Las Vegas.
And you're going to Vegas with your wife?
Yeah, I'm taking my wife to Vegas, Joey, just like I always would if she was available to go. It's not like I'm forcing, or she's forcing me to go.
You know, it's not like, it's not something I've heard that...
What happens in Vegas? Stays in Vegas? We're going to go to the Grand Canyon, I think, though.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I've never been.
I hear it's a great place to make people disappear.
Yeah. 272-9228. Let's go to Frankie. Hey, Frankie.
Hey, that Grand Canyon, Frankie. Whatever.
You wanted to fight about it. I thought I'd put his name in here different.
You can call me Ray or you can call me Jay. You remember that commercial?
That's right. Just don't call
that Grand Canyon, though, you know, they got those quickie divorces in Nevada. That Grand Canyon's even quicker, quicker divorce.
Well, I am wondering, once global warming does, or climate change, as they're calling, or climate disruption, really goes to work, and you start to see, like, slopes of aspen, Like, how many bodies are they going to find on the Black Diamond run?
Oh, wow.
Well, I tell you, you guys are being pretty hard on the new president. I mean, he's only been there for, he hadn't even been there a week yet. Y'all are beating him up pretty bad. And, you know.
No, that bruising's just from the wind of his walk to the White House the other day.
Well, you know, he does keep telling us that he, you know, he works for the little guy.
Yeah.
You've heard him say that in his campaign. And, you know, he really is telling the truth. He works for the little guy back in Peking.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
He's absolutely right. He works for the little guy. But I tell you, we're in a bad, bad way. We're in a real bad way. And the dumbasses that put him there and voted for him and put him there, they don't care. They just flat don't care. And the one thing that gets me over and over again is when people say, well, they're stupid when they do this. No, they're not stupid. They know good and damn well what they're doing.
Yep.
You can't tell me that Joe Biden, as long as he's been there, doesn't know when he does this, this is the outcome. They're not stupid. They just hate this country that much. And to the Democratic voter that's sitting out there listening, you suck, and you know you suck. Have a good week.
All right.
You too, Frankie.
So much unity.
He wanted to fight, so.
Jeff.
Hey,
Jeff.
How you doing?
All right, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing all right. Did you see where the dictator has signed the thing for the boys to go into girls' soccer or whatever it is?
Yep.
Yeah.
And be able to change in their dressing room?
Yep, we're back
that
to that again.
So dag blame.
It's wrong.
Adolf Biden ought to quit doing stuff like that.
Yeah, my position on that is if you're a grown adult, you can do what you want, identify however you want. But
does he not know the difference between a girl and a boy? Obviously he doesn't.
Right, but when you start messing, especially with women's athletics at that level, people are, scholarships are at stake, a little titles, yeah, a lot of hard work. It's just.
Yeah, but if he does that to where it's all over, including schools, some folks ain't going to want it. Mm-hmm.
True. Right.
Still there?
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
It's just not right. It's crazy. And he just keeps on coming with it.
It is not.
Lord have mercy, we in trouble.
Well, stay tuned, Jeff, and we'll watch the world come together. Thank you.
Take care, Jeff. Stop.
And Randall, we got about a minute here.
What's up, Randall?
Hey, what's up, man? Joey, you know how I've been thinking this whole time. Now, what if Trump puts Dan Crenshaw up to run for the state, the six states that splits off like Blexit? Then Donald Trump came in on Blexit. You know how it was on his heels, same company, came just let it. And his wife speaks seven different languages. He's already made enough peace in the Middle East that, you know what I mean, that he shows how strong he is. And do you really think that it matters where Trump lives at for him to run the world now? I mean, if them six states splits off Dan Crenshaw, they run him as a Patriot Party, or run him as a president of the six states, and they split off and Donald Trump's guaranteed.
I don't think Crenshaw would want that. I think Crenshaw is actually more in the camp of the establishment. I like him, but I think he's more, he's trying to excise himself from being involved with Trump at all.
You think so?
I
ain't studied him in a minute now. I have to say that. It's been probably 3 months. But it's sitting up like Trump could really sit over there. I mean, the piece that he made, and Trump is a brand name. You know what I mean? It's all over the world. And
yep.
and it showed, you know, you saw the strikes that over there in Saudi Arabia, and they stormed the capital.